Well, today we have a lot to talk about and kind of unpack. First, it's Father's Day, and it's a time to honor our dads, grandfathers, and father figures who have shaped our lives with love, with guidance, and strength. But today is also Trinity Sunday, when we reflect on the traditional understanding of God, God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity, or in more contemporary language, the Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. But however you name it, however you call it, this divine family shows us perfect love in action. And our faith tells us that the Father's love sent the Son to save us, the Son sanctified us for our salvation. And as we learned from Pentecost last week, the Son sent the Holy Spirit to dwell within us, filling us with hope and perseverance. Let's try to unpack all these ideas this Sunday morning and see what we make of it. Let's begin thinking about Father's Day and take the idea of a father's love and turn our hearts to God. The Bible gives us what gives us the Father as one image of God, the perfect Father. In the Hebrew scriptures, the Father is a description of God used about 15 times. And in the New Testament, it's used about 252 times, including the use of the word Abba by Jesus, which means daddy. And Jesus relates to God, and he teaches us to relate to God as our daddy with the absolute trust that a child has for his or her dad. Jesus depicts for us the perfect father in the parable of the prodigal son, a father who is loving, supportive, non-judgmental, generous, patient to a fault, forgiving, compassionate. Unlike earthly fathers, God's love never fails or weakens. In our gospel lesson today, Jesus said to his disciples, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear to hear it now." This is a fascinating verse. It shows us that sometimes we're not ready or we can't understand everything that God has to offer us. Just like when we were kids and we couldn't grasp all the lessons our parents tried to teach us. But we grow, and over time, we're able to look back and understand the deeper truths that our parents instilled in us. Yes? Have you ever had that experience? This idea of growing and understanding fits in perfectly with Father's Day, a day we honor our fathers or father figures who teach us so many important things. Fathers help us to grow in so many ways, teaching us right from wrong, helping us face challenges, and loving us even when we make mistakes. But a father's teaching isn't just these simple lessons. It's also about guiding us to the bigger truths of lives so that we are ready for them, like working hard in life, living with integrity and honesty. So today is a day that we reflect and ask, what lessons did your father instill in you? Jesus talked to his disciples like he was a father guiding his children. He understood they couldn't take in everything at once. And he promised them there would be a time, and when the time was right, more would be shared. This shows us how patient and loving God the Father is. He doesn't overwhelm us with too much at once, but reveals love and truth step by step. For most of us, a father is someone who protects us, teaches us right from wrong, helps us feel safe. Fathers encourage us when we're afraid. They lift us up when we're down. They celebrate with us when we succeed. Sometimes being a father means having patience even when the kids are difficult. And that kind of love is strong and steady, a love we all need and want. Good fathers are patient. They build character in their children by walking with them through all their challenges. And they offer hope when things get hard. When a child stumbles, a good dad doesn't give up. He inspires endurance and strength. A good father must be strong and gentle, mighty and tender, patient and determined. Yes? I'll be the first to say that's a tall order for men to live up to. And I have to say this, after 30 years of ministry, I've come to realize that some of us have fathers who have done a magnificent job, but some of us have fathers who didn't do so well. And many of us, like me, have a father somewhat in between. There's a famous saying that goes like this: as children, we think of our dads and parents as gods. When we're teenagers, we think they're fools, they screwed us up. But as adults, we realize, we come to that place of realization that they're just human with flaws and strengths like all of us. And as we age, hopefully we learn to accept and love our dad, our parents, for doing the best they could with what they had, right? Just as Jesus assured his disciples that perfect knowledge would come with time. You know, it took me a long time to understand my dad, to love my dad for his significant failures, but his valiant attempts to love and efforts to love. These efforts, imperfect as they sometimes were enough to sustain me and shape me for the person I am today. And I did not come to this understanding right away. It took decades of prayer, growth, and insight to come to a place to love and accept the Father that God gave me. I know that this was the love of God the Father manifested in Jesus, poured out into my heart through the Holy Spirit, as I was able to mature and make sense of it all, that brought wholeness and peace and reconciling love. I say this knowing many people, including maybe some of us today, remain estranged from their dads or wounded by their dads, but this day is a painful day for them, for some people. If that's your case, I pray that the perfect love of God, the love of others, especially other men, can bring healing and a sense of peace. So this Father's Day, as we think of our dads, we think of God the Father, and remember that growth takes time. God knows how much we can bear, and he gives us truth little bit in love as we are ready. And this happened in the early church. As you remember the prophetic words of St. Paul when he says that there is neither Jew nor Greek, slave or free, male or female. That's a powerful lesson that has been passed down through the ages that we're still learning from, that the early church was given by the Holy Spirit. So the mystery of Trinity is something that we are going to be exploring all our lives. And in fact, it's a mystery that we won't understand fully until we reach our place in glory. So today, we honor the fathers and father figures in our lives. So let's remember the perfect love of God, our Father. We thank the fathers in our lives and those father figures for love and care as we thank God for his perfect love. And we come away with this truth, that God is our perfect Father, who has made peace for us through Jesus and pours out love in our hearts through the Holy Spirit and leads us along every step of the way, just like our earthly fathers. And this is the greatest Father's Day gift that anyone can receive: the holy love of God reflected in that community of love that we call the Trinity, that loves us perfectly and leads us confidently throughout our lives until that time that we will understand perfectly and love our earthly fathers and as well God, our Heavenly Father. Amen.